Well, good morning, saints and friends. God is truly good, and He's good every day, all the time. Our lesson today is titled Prophesying Daughters. The Bible passages are Acts, the second chapter, the 16th through the 21st verse, Luke, the second chapter, 36 through 38 verses, and Acts, the 21st chapter, 8th and 9th verses. The Bible teaches us that God calls whomever He wants to be teachers, preachers, and even prophets. Now, prophets of today do not foretell future events. They simply proclaim God's word. This week's lesson tells of one man and several women God called as prophets. One who prophesied about the future, and others that proclaimed God's word. We're going to do this lesson chronologically, beginning with Luke, the second chapter, the 36th through the 38th verses. Here, Anna was a prophetess that was married young and became a widow after 7 years of marriage. She never remarried, but devoted her life to serving the Lord by fasting and praying daily at the temple for 84 years. Now, I have the feeling Anna would do anything to serve the Lord. We all know senior members of our congregation that serve the Lord with an abundance of energy and joy, always willing to do what is needed. On the day Mary and Joseph brought the Christ child to the temple, Simeon sees them and begins to praise God because his prayers have been answered. He has looked upon the Messiah before he closes his eyes in death. Anna happens to walk in at this time and began to praise God as well. Since there was no fanfare, we can only assume the Holy Spirit spoke to both of them to let them know they were in the presence of the Christ child, the Son of God, the Messiah. Now, Anna left and began to tell everyone that looked forward to the coming of the Lord for their salvation that she has seen the Messiah. And that brought them great joy. Now, Acts, the second chapter, the 16th and 21st verses, tell us on the day of Pentecost, Peter was preaching to the assembly, telling them of a prophecy fulfilled. The prophecy made by Joel in the Old Testament about the outpouring of God's Spirit. It will be poured upon all flesh, both men and women. He spoke of the last days when wonders in the heavens above and the earth below and other things that will occur that will change the world forever. All these things will occur before the coming of the Lord during the last days. And when that day comes, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord and recognizes He is Lord of Lords will be saved. Acts, the 21st chapter, 8th and 9th verses tell us Luke is traveling to Caesarea with Apostle Paul's group, and they stayed in the home of Philip the evangelist, who was one of the 7 deacons appointed to distribute food to the needy. Philip had 4 unmarried daughters that were called prophetess because they proclaimed the word of God. These men and women are mentioned briefly in these scriptures, but their mention is noteworthy. As I stated in the beginning of this lesson, God will use whomever He wants to use to spread His word that all might be saved. And we men and women, young and old, must be willing, be clean, and be open vessels for God to pour out His Spirit upon us as we spread His word. Amen? Amen. God truly is good. Shall we pray? Father in heaven, we come to you this morning thanking you for your word. We thank you for your word because it has been a light unto our path. It has guided our footsteps. It has opened our minds and opened our hearts and allowed us an insight into your goodness and into your soul. And we thank you, Father, for filling our soul with your Holy Spirit. We ask you, Father, to continue to lead and guide and bless all that are in need this morning. You know every need this morning, Father, before we even open our mouths. You know whether we're hungry, whether we need shelter, whether we need some healing. But, Father, we pray that whatever our needs are, that you meet those needs this day. We thank you, Father, for putting us in your body, in your church, and using us wherever you desire. We thank you, Father, for us being humble and pliable and flexible, because you may use us here, you may use us there, but we thank you, Father, for being used by you, because you think enough of us and we are truly worthy. We thank you, Father, for looking upon us and granting us your Spirit. We pray, Lord, that you continue to lead and guide, and that we will ever, forever be in your will. And we ask these things in the name of your Son, Jesus. And we all say, amen.